Welcome to According to Star. It's me, Star.
And it is Rod the God. Our pal Demi couldn't be here tonight, so I'll be filling in. You guys, hope that's okay.
I hope it's okay too.
I got my drink here to help me loosen up.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain.
What was your highs for the week? What was your high point for the last 7 days?
It would have had to have been the fashion show, the Eye Care fashion show on Saturday.
Why was that a high point?
Because I was a part of it.
Ugh, whatever. And why? That's it? Just because you was a part of it?
I mean, it was dope. Like, it was... Lamarck and Ray really put together a great show, and it was a really, really nice turnout. Everything was organized, everything was on point. And then I got a chance to speak about my experience as being a foster kid in the foster system. And a bunch of people was coming up to me, "Oh, thank you for sharing your story."
You felt like a little mini celebrity.
Yeah, I felt pretty good, you know.
Oh, look at you.
The bartender gave me a free drink because they felt sorry for me.
And, oh, God.
It was a pity party, but it was cool. I took it.
I bet you did. And it was weak, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. It was. they was withholding on the liquor.
Withholding the liquor?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your low point for the week?
For the week...
You could be completely honest. What was your low point for the week? You ain't got to sugarcoat. You ain't got to be censored. We're not censored here at According to Star.
Well, I had two low points. One was that I didn't make as much money cutting hair as I normally do this week. But I think it's because we still recovering from the rest of the holidays. But the other low point that I have, I just recently... got into an altercation.
Did you? What kind of altercation?
With my significant other.
Oh, what happened?
Shade happened.
Oh, please. You think shade happened, but shade did not happen. Are we still on this?
No. I mean,
clearly we are, because you're still saying that there was shade.
So, okay, it was basically a bunch of misunderstandings, but nevertheless, we got into an argument, and it was a low point for the week.
It was a low point for the whole entire week?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We resolved it. Didn't we?
Yeah, but it was still a low point.
Oh, so sensitive.
It was still low.
Okay, whatever. It was low. Let me see. High for me this week would be the fact that I got a little secret project going on.
What kind of project? Why is it secret?
It's a secret. And the only people who are going to know is my little makeup artist friends if they make their asses... to Poetic Soul, what would be today, since you guys will be hearing this on Wednesday. We're recording on Tuesday night, Wednesday. So today, if you're listening, my MUA friends, I got a little surprise for you. What a secret little project I'm working on. So that was my high for the week. My low for the week, I say it will be today to the altercation as well. Because you made me mad.
you made me mad too. We pissed each other off.
Yes, you pissed me off. And yes, if I'm cussing and F-bombs are dropping and all of that stuff, then I'm mad. And then if I'm cussing at you and you tell me, just stop, then you're mad. So, yeah. That was my low.
Well, we got over it. We made it through. So, we good.
Moving forward, tea time.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
All right. So, let's hop into the teacup. And first on the list is George H.W. Bush is the one that passed away, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Dear old dad.
So George H.W. Bush passed away. So therefore, the U.S. Postal Service would not be delivering anyone's mail tomorrow, Wednesday. Which I don't understand.
Had they done this for any other deaths of other presidents? What's so special about...
I don't know.
G. Dub Sr.
I don't know. What gives them permission to not deliver folks mail on Wednesday?
I don't know.
It's odd to me. I've never heard of them stopping mail for anything but holidays and severe snowstorms, like blizzards and, you know, natural disaster type shit.
Right. At least it's not, I don't think nobody get paid through the mail on Wednesday, so it's not affecting anybody's money getting to them, but it's still
an inconvenience for some.
It's still an inconvenience, yeah. Especially during the holidays, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it. But, yeah, no packages will be delivered. So, yeah, I don't understand why.
What about Amazon? Amazon's still delivering, right?
Amazon's their own thing.
That's all that matters. Yep. U.S. mail don't matter. It's Amazon.
Right. Prime is still shipping, okay? That's all that matters. Nobody does snail mail like they used to. You get bills in the snail mail. No one cares about that. No. So I guess it's okay.
That's cool.
Whatever. I got something in the mail, though. I got a wedding invitation, so I guess that's kind of... Yeah, it's not no rush on that, though.
No, it's Wednesday. The mail's... They're not
doing, I know, mailing. But I'm saying, like, stuff that we get in the mail, like, it's not important 9 times out of 10. Everything's digital these days, so, like, bills and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a good thing that they stopped, because there ain't nothing coming but bills and collections and different things
I have
like
gotten
that.
Wedding invitations via mail still, so that's still... I got a yoni egg via regular mail, too. I got to cleanse that and use it. Shout out to Sage.
Little Sage.
All right. So, next. So, my kids are definitely getting a fucking YouTube. We need to move out of this apartment and get into a house with an extra room that is called the media room, where I will film YouTube videos and the kids will film YouTube videos of them opening up stupid ass toys and telling the kids how awesome they are or how stupid they are or breaking them on camera. It doesn't matter because kids sit and watch other kids do weird things all the time, because little Ryan from the, I think this is Ryan's Toy Review is the name of his YouTube channel. I think he's Filipino, I think. A little Filipino kid. I think he's Filipino. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But he made $22 million.
That is insane. And I'm just trying to figure out what is so interesting about watching some kid open up some stuff.
Kids find it very interesting. And not only, I don't know how he started, because he's not that old. He's not as old as, I think he might be Davian's age. So $22 million.
So the,
I don't know how he started. If it was just like his family bought him toys and they said, let me just film him opening them. But now he has like sponsors who send him shit. Like he gets the old McDonald's Happy Meal toys that were around since before he was even thought of. He was a speck of dust in the sky.
How is he getting that stuff?
They're sending it to him for him to.
Is he unboxing that?
Look, yes.
Anytime I buy something from Walgreens or Walmart, I'm finna record myself opening.
Do
that
it.
Shit
people
up.
Will watch. And people
even
watch,
if it's
babe.
A fucking bottle of liquor. I'm finna be like, guess what? Yeah, it was cheap. It was only $10, but it's effective. And I'm gonna open it up real
unboxing.
Sexy.
Oh my god.
And I'm gonna pour it and drink it. And I don't know if I'm gonna record what happens after that.
What happens after that?
Hey, you know what? If I did, I'm pretty sure we'd make some money.
What happens after that, though? Make money off of what?
Porn.
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't know where this is going.
Fucking porn.
But congratulations to Ryan on his toy review.
We're talking about fucking porn.
Oh, my God. Where are we on the story? You're throwing me off right now with the porn. Because I'm sure we'll get paid off of whatever happens after you drink the cheap liquor.
We're talking about smut.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jesus Christ. You got me all discombobulated.
Sorry.
So, since I make you watch Ratchet TV with me, you should know about Portia and Dennis from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
First, let me just tell you, I hate Ratchet TV. I've watched it because I have to. It's
You're apparently, such a good sport.
Apparently, it's essential to the relationship. So I do what I gotta do, and I sit on my day off. Monday is my day off, and I watch Ratchet TV. I hate it. But go ahead. Continue, please.
You are such a willing participant in the Ratchet TV, I think. Or at least you make me believe, because I sit there and I watch it and I talk to you about what's going on and I give all my feedback to you.
I ask questions. And you give good feedback. I pay attention to plot points and different things like that. Yes.
You're so good at that. But anyway, so Porsche's new boo, Dennis, has tattoos of several women on him. And that's been circulating around. Candy spilled the beans. Several of her friends have dated him, and he's tattooed their faces and names on him. Like, how many faces and names can you get tattooed?
Shit, you can get a lot. I mean, if you look at these niggas covered in tattoos, there's a lot of rooms for a lot of different names and different ways to put them on there, whether it's inside of a heart or...
It's too much. Like, why would you get everyone?
Audio
like,
wave.
Nobody. What? Nothing's exclusive to one woman. You just tattooing everybody's names.
I mean, obviously, it's not right that he got all these different chicks. The way he got it, it's like they all trophies on him right now, and the fact that she's okay with that is weird to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, that whole thing is.
It seems all rushed and weird to me. Like, he told her he loved her the first night.
Yeah. Like, it made me believe.
Who knew who Dennis was prior to this?
It just, being from Atlanta, it makes me feel that the whole thing is scripted.
But she pregnant, though. Is she pregnant? Yes. They're engaged. She is very much pregnant.
I didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's a script fuck up. You get pregnant. But she's been thirsty for a baby and
she thirsty for everything.
Love, so
she dehydrated.
Very. Well, hopefully he's quenching her thirst. Seems to be the case. Hopefully that they make it down the aisle and doesn't end in another divorce. Because Cordell Stewart divorced her ass via Twitter. He said, "We're getting a divorce." She woke up and read it on Twitter.
Why did they get a divorce? He just wasn't happy with her?
Yeah.
She's not wife material.
You think? She said she... No. No, she obeyed that man. She was submissive to that man. I remember when she was on the first season, if you go back, she was very submissive. Like, she wouldn't go to the strip clubs with the ladies, nothing. She wouldn't do nothing like that because that wasn't lady. Like, that's, he wouldn't agree with that. And they used to make fun of her and say, like, he was more like her daddy than her husband. But she was very submissive to him. So I don't know what it was. Maybe he just got tired of her.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. That happens. Anyway, so more Ratchet TV news. So, Alexis Scott, you haven't gotten to catch up on Love & Hip Hop New York. I didn't even know it aired yet until I caught up on it today. But, so, Alexis Scott, she had been messing with Fetty Wap, and she was also messing with YFN Lucci prior to... Well, she messed with Fetty Wap. Stop messing with him. Messed with YFN Lucci. Not YFN Lucci. Shit, that's Reginae's husband, boyfriend. Solo Lucci. So, let's backtrack. Alexis Scott was dating Fetty Wap. Then she no longer was dating Fetty Wap. She was dating Solo Lucci. Then when she stopped dating Solo Lucci, she traveled on back to Fetty Wap, got pregnant. There's a baby. Fetty Wap's supposedly not claiming this baby. Solo Lucci is saying that he's possibly the father. Alexis saying he's not the father. He's just trying to gain clout off of her name. And he's like, bitch, who are you for me to be trying to get you pregnant to get clout? No DNA tests have been done. Fetty Wap has not done one. She says she has requested it. He has not done it. He did not sign the birth certificate. I got some footage here of her speaking. Let me go ahead and play that here.
Fetty is hesitant of claiming Leia is because people like Solo Lucci is running around trying to get clout off my name claiming Leia, knowing damn well he's not her father. Fetty was there at my birth. He rushed me to the hospital. He was there when I gave birth, and then he just disappeared. He didn't sign the birth certificate. They asked him, actually, at the hospital to sign, and he was like, he was going to do it in a little bit, and he never did. We have never took a DNA test. I've asked him to take it numerous times. Money is not an issue. I have my own money. I'm my own money maker, so I ain't calling him.
Okay, well, yeah. So, then Solo Lucci responds with something that we can barely understand.
Well, I just heard some bullshit. This getting on TV, and this supposed to say the reason that Fetty is hesitant about claiming my baby because people like Solo Lucci is saying it might be used for clout. How the Or do I get clout out getting a female pregnant? Just don't know whoever did that. Not no clout. That's embarrassing, man.
I don't know.
What you talking about clout, man? That's crazy as a motherfucker. Don't want to cry in the back because goddamn it, you got niggas stupid. What the fuck you talking about? That ain't got nothing to do with it. Don't look for nobody to blame but your goddamn self. Crazy ass folks. Love in real life.
Hmm. Well, hope they figure that out and get a DNA test on that little baby.
There's nothing to figure out. It's easy.
What is it? What? How is it easy?
All you got to do is look at the baby's eyes. If he got eyes like Fetty Wap, then this is.
I don't know what the baby eyes. Who? What?
Because Fetty Wap got the funny eye.
Babe, seriously. Are you serious right now? Can you put the drink down because you're getting ridiculous? I don't know. Hopefully she figures out who her baby's daddy is. Poor little child caught in a crossfire. Got to look back and see the nonsense when they get older. So, yeah, I'm not going to go to the next one about the models because you know nothing about that. We're going to go. we're going to go into Lil Boosie saying he plans to trademark the signature fade haircut. What are your thoughts on that being a barber, Rod the God?
That don't make any sense at all. This nigga trying to trademark something that he probably got idea from somewhere else. And just because, yeah, you wear it every day, and the only reason people name it the Boosie Fade is because that's the only haircut that you wear. So you that don't give you grounds to go and trademark some shit that grow out of my fucking head. Now, if I'm going and purchasing your product, yeah, that's a different. Yeah, you trademark that. But if I'm cutting it my hair the way I want it cut, that ain't got nothing to do with you. It might look like the shit that you wear on your head, but you ain't finna get paid for that.
Unless he's selling Boosie Fade toupees,
yeah,
man weaves, then he cannot trademark
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Unless it's something that they can attach. Men can buy a lace wig that is the Boosie Fade, then he can't. He can't do it.
According to the article, he's saying other people, regular people can wear it, but if he see his fade in any like blockbuster movies or something like that, he want to check. And it's not going down like that. There's nothing he can do. That anything can change that fade. It could be a little higher. It could be a little lower. There's nothing you can just look at a fade and say, oh, that's a Boosie fade. Besides it looking similar. I mean, I might just, it's a knockoff Boosie fade.
Then what you gonna do?
Exactly.
Well, whoever Miss Vanessa is that he says he's got working on it, stop wasting Miss Vanessa's time. It's not gonna happen. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, seriously, cut it out. Cut the crap. Stop being foolish. All right, so let's go ahead. Speaking of foolish, black foolishness. Black
foolishness. We didn't really harmonize, but whatever.
Who raised you? It's actually painful to watch.
Okay, so first up on the black foolishness list is Kareem Hunt.
Oh my God.
Wants a second chance to play in the NFL. Did you read about this, babe?
I know the story. I didn't know about him trying to get a second chance.
What are your thoughts? So he was caught assaulting a woman, and then he also was in a fight.
Yeah, he was, from my understanding, he was in the fight first and was already in a little bit of hot water for that.
Mm-hmm.
NFL was getting over that, and then he turned around against his altercation with this white girl or whoever she is, saying that she called him and his wife's niggers or something like that, from my understanding.
Oh, he's married?
I think so. Whatever girl he was with, she called them some niggers or something like that, and he pushed the girl, and then she fell down, and he kicked the girl. The one dude was trying to stop
him. It was so much happening when I watched that video.
Yeah, it was a lot. He pushed the dude out the way.
One of his friends that was with him, right, got pushed to the ground.
Pushed that nigga like he was the enemy. Yeah.
I was like, oh, a lot is happening here. There was a couple white women that kept popping up that I was just like, where are these women coming from? And they were coming at him like, he's clearly crazy and y'all are still coming at him. Right. Alcohol was certainly involved, or somebody just wants a check. They were very persistent in that. But no, I don't think you need to, when you're like given opportunities like this, you need to be conscious of how you live your life. You can't be out here fighting people and hitting women. Like, that is the easiest way to get your ass to be sitting on the couch watching the games.
You just gotta know when to walk away. You gotta pick the battles. Mm-hmm. You know,
people are looking for a check these days,
right? And then he was on one of the best teams in the NFL.
Look,
you know what I'm saying? Now you got in that fight. Now you can't fight on the field like you're supposed to. And then now you're sitting down watching this shit, trying to get back. And NFL players don't get back that easy.
Ochocinco.
I don't know if you looked at the rest of them.
Ray Lewis. Is it Ray Lewis?
Did Ray Lewis get back?
No. I think they said he actually offered him some advice. He didn't get back.
He didn't take it. And none of them niggas got back.
Yeah.
None of them got back. The NFL don't play that shit. That's a white organization. They not playing that black bullshit. They don't care how good you can ball. They don't care.
There's someone waiting in line.
Exactly.
That's just as good, if not
exactly.
better.
Exactly. So, yeah, you can do numbers on the field, make you feel like you...
irreplaceable.
Yeah. No, niggas. Get y'all shit together.
Tons of talented black kids out there.
It is. Sure is. Waiting.
Right. So, yeah. Kaepernick didn't do none of that shit, and his ass ain't making it back. So,
right.
What makes you think that they going to play with your ass and give you anybody second chance? Yeah, you was a
back.
Fool.
He ain't coming back.
I pray for you. Find something else to do. All right. So, next is something really crazy. So, a student is arrested after threatening to kill professor for rescheduling a final exam. So a Florida Atlantic University student was arrested last week after he threatened to kill his professor for rescheduling a final exam at 7 a.m. He said, nigga, it's too motherfucking early. Okay.
What kind of shit is that?
So he's 20. He was arrested Tuesday after he made a disturbing Twitter post. Watch what you're tweeting out there. I saw somebody write on Facebook that one of the USPS places needed to be blown up. And somebody commented, I think posts like this are frowned upon. Like, the FBI is coming for your ass.
Yeah,
okay?
Like, oh, niggas, y'all ain't got it yet?
They are watching.
Y'all don't get it yet?
Y'all be talking about, oh, it's so weird. I was just thinking about buying a remote control car and it popped up on my timeline. I didn't even type anything in.
Yeah.
And you think if you type in some shit like that nobody's watching your ass, they're looking for keywords.
Technology has gravity. It is surpassed the way we even think. They 2-3 steps ahead.
They're in our brains. They've planted chips in us somehow, some way.
I don't know if y'all watch Breaking Bad. This is a key point. Breaking Bad, Dexter, a lot of the shows, what them niggas do, they take that battery out of them old cell phones when they don't want that signal to be triangulated. So guess what they start doing? Tell them what they start doing.
What? Who start doing for what?
They start making cell phones with no batteries in them.
Oh, yeah, babe. We were just talking about that.
Yeah. You can't even take the battery out now. So even if you turn the phone off, they can still pinpoint your location. For all y'all drug dealers and stuff out there, I'm trying to get y'all the juice.
Oh, my God. Really?
Anyway.
You're a geek. But anyway, this guy got picked up. He's on a $5,000 bond. It ain't that serious. We know you won't go kill him for real, but you can't tweet shit like that. Like, seriously. Like, that was just dumb.
That was real dumb.
Now you can't take your exam because you in the lockup. Now you failed. Now you might be kicked out of school.
He definitely got a zero.
Jesus Christ. Huh, my Lord. Done with black foolishness. Let's go to Dear White People.
Dear White People, wow, y'all really trying it.
A 300-pound Pennsylvania woman admitted to sitting on her boyfriend during his fatal attack. Why, bro? Why?
I don't know what to say about that. I mean...
So Wendy Thompson pleaded guilty to killing her boyfriend in an attack that included crushing him with the weight of her massive body. She faces 18 to 36 years in prison after pleading guilty to third-degree murder in the death of 120-pound Keno Butler.
Damn, he's smaller last than me. March. What did she sit on him for?
What she sit on him for? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did it Let say?
Let's see. Victim's sister. Da-da-da.
Was they just arguing? How did that even happen? Did she do it while he was asleep?
She told investigators that she cut Butler in the hand with a knife and hit him in the head with a table leg during a domestic dispute.
Damn.
Thomas then admitted that she smothered him with the weight of her body.
Hmm. Damn, see? There's some Mortal Kombat moves.
She cut him in the hand. So that means, okay, they were in domestic dispute. I'm trying to picture this. So she grabbed a knife. You know, he's trying to defend himself. She cuts him in the hand.
After she cut him in the hand.
He had his hands up. She cut him in the hand. When he got cut in the hand, he's like, ah, shit.
He's holding his hand
now. She grabbed a table leg, bust him in the head while he was distracted by the cut.
Now he down.
Then sat on him.
Okay.
That's how it went, right?
See, forensic scientists right here.
We watch Dexter.
Okay.
Blood splatter analysts. Right. Got it.
Yeah, we figured it out. Case closed.
Yep.
Is 18 years?
18 to 36. Whew. Well, that's murder, though. Like, I don't care what degree it is.
I wonder how long she was sitting on him before he... I mean, was she trying to kill him?
He's 120 pounds,
I know,
for heaven's sake.
I mean, was she just sitting on him like, yeah, you motherfucker, either you gonna pay or you know. But, like, how long was she sitting on him? How long did it take before he couldn't breathe anymore?
Probably not long. He's 120 pounds. He's already out of breath from the domestic dispute. He's been sliced, so his adrenaline's pumping. He's already in a panic mode.
And
he's been hit in the head, so he's disheveled. He could have possibly been passed out.
When she hit him, right?
When she hit him in the head.
Now, if he was passed out and then she sat on him, that's overkill to me.
It was overkill after he was stabbed in the head.
But if he was still, you know, he rubbing his head, she fucking hit me with the goddamn thing, and then she going to sit on him, you know, and she was probably moving around.
You got you wiggling. Wiggling, you know, her butt on his head.
You gotta put the emphasis in here. You motherfucker, take this motherfucking shit.
Oh, no.
But I wonder if she was, in fact, trying to kill him or if she was just trying to make him suffer and then maybe she couldn't get up fast enough. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she didn't intend to kill him.
That's what I'm thinking.
But he's 120 pounds,
right,
bitch.
It was too late. By the time she got up, he was dead. Is that what the... It doesn't say
any too much detail. We're speculating at this point how it went down.
What was her name again?
Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
Going down, Wendy. Going down. All right, next. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh. You didn't do the crescendo. You know the crescendo?
Nigga, please. I don't... You and these white people you grew up with and your Christmas caroler things y'all did in Michigan.
No, I learned crescendo.
Y'all went door to door Christmas caroling.
We actually didn't. Okay, it was too fucking cold. But crescendo is... I learned that in band. That's when you start low and then go high.
I ain't no singer.
So you
gonna, I just be bullshitting.
Whatever, go ahead with the story.
You're doing the most. The technicalities of my bad singing. So a police commander is demoted for racist Christmas tree ornaments. So this guy hung hot Takis and flaming hot Funyuns on the tree, Popeye's chicken cups. Yeah, so Mark Bonsack, what kind of name is that? And Brandy Steberg were responsible for the incident that upset their community and elected officials. Both were on a paid leave Friday while an internal investigation is underway. The Christmas commander, Christmas commander, the police commander of the 4th Precinct in North Minneapolis will be replaced by someone else until a permanent replacement is found. So they posted the tree or whatever, had empty bags of Takis, Funyuns, Steel Reserve malt liquor, Popeye's chicken cup. These pieces of trash were deliberately chosen to represent how certain officers feel about the community they serve, that black people are stereotyped to be mocked and the lives of those they serve may as well have been reduced to trash in the gutter.
No.
Well, I'm glad someone is addressing it and that they're not just pushing it under the rug. Although he's only being demoted.
Where is this Christmas tree at? Is it in the office?
It's in their precinct in Minneapolis, I believe. Yes. In their where the area that they police, I guess, must be a black area.
When is these motherfuckers going to start realizing that they can't get away with little dumb shit like that?
If stuff starts going viral. Like, why would you, if you're going to do that shit, somebody going to take a picture of it and post it and feel like it's wrong. Everybody doesn't share your views.
Just like I was saying about motherfuckers who don't understand the technology that the government have. It's the same shit. Bless the child.
Sorry. Thank you, baby.
It's the same shit. Other way around. Government, y'all motherfuckers, the technology is for y'all too. So y'all can't get away with the shit. Like, y'all act like y'all not on camera, y'all not on film getting recorded.
I guess they figure people get away with worse, like murdering people. So what's a Christmas tree gonna do?
Christmas tree don't do. If people getting fired for dressing up as black people on Halloween, what would make you think it's okay to start hanging?
The police think that they're above any consequence. That's what it is. Because it's been proven that more 9 times out of 10 they are above any consequence.
Well, I guess in their defense, they normally getting away with shit. So.
Exactly. So they're like, "Oh, this is funny. Let's just do it."
It was
just
a practical joke.
What are they
gonna
do to us?
I suppose
demote that ass. That's what they're gonna do. They should have fired you. All right. So now we got Target Teresa caught on video harassing black customers. A white Target customer was captured on camera harassing a group of black women in Tennessee. The woman can be heard telling them they don't belong here, and that's when your face would have hit the fucking tile, bitch. Okay? Don't ever.
I'm like,
you were talking about sex in public. Are you having sex in public? Because that's what you screamed out loud, the woman dubbed Target Teresa and Target Tammy online said. The victims tried to explain they were just talking about jazz legend Eartha Kitt's character in 1992 Boomerang and even turned around and tried to avoid her. So I guess black people were minding their fucking business as usual, talking about Eartha Kitt. Have you been in the black community? You would know exactly what they're talking about. And why does it even fucking matter what the fuck they're talking about?
What is she even doing in the store? Is she getting everybody in the store with their shopping carts, putting this shit in the shopping cart so they can get to the checkout and get the hell out of there? But what the fuck is she doing?
Minding other people's business.
From the picture, she ain't had no items. She didn't have nothing. She just in the store.
Her shirt's from Target that she has on in this picture, though.
She's an avid shopper at Target. Was the shirt purchased or did she?
It's on her.
So it's purchased already.
From Target, yes.
So what is she doing in Target that day?
Well, she has a cart that her hand is on in this picture. However, I can't see if anything's in it.
I didn't see no items.
She's sitting there
cart.
With her hand on her hip and
who gives two fucks about what two other people are talking about?
And then she says, I didn't realize talking about sex in public was normal. I know you're trained on lying. Oh, bitch, these hands is trained to fuck your ass up.
I'm waiting for my
day. I'm waiting for my day too, okay?
I don't, like, I'm a, when that day
you're
comes.
You're perfect for the court system because you all trained liars.
When my day come, I'm going to be like, oh, I've been waiting for this.
What the fuck? Oh God, I'm actually not waiting for my day because I got kids.
I'm waiting
and
for
I
my
know,
day.
And I know myself, okay? And no, you will not. Like, the dude at the pizza place almost got it.
I'm waiting. Like, so many thoughts will run through my mind. Kind of like if you won a lottery, like how so many thoughts run through your mind. What you going to do with the money? What's the first thing you going to do? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's how it would be. If that happened to me, if somebody came and said something racist to me, so many thoughts would go through my mind like, oh, shit, what should I do? But I'd be so excited.
You'd be so excited?
I'd be so excited because I got my moment. I know the first thing I need to do is pull my phone out so I can potentially get famous.
Oh, but Jesus fucking know, Christ.
I don't know what I'm going to do after that. But I would be excited to. And it's.
Is that a free ass whooping?
It don't sound right. And but I have heard of a judge giving a black dude a free pass because somebody called him a nigger and he whooped the dude ass And when the judge found out what the white dude said, he was like, "Oh well, that's what you get. Why would you say something like that?" And he dismissed the case. But that was only one time.
Right. So got to be careful. But yeah. I wish somebody would. I felt threatened.
I'm waiting for mine.
My fucking business. I'm walking in Target having a general conversation with somebody that has nothing to do with you, and you come putting your fucking pasty white ass in my business.
I can't wait.
I feel threatened. You're calling me a liar. You're bringing up court systems. Beating that ass in Target. Okay? All right. Have a great night. But yeah, next. Let's see what we got. What we got. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this is a good one. So, someone peeled. So, a woman gets revenge on her attacker by skinning his genitals with a potato peeler. Oh, I don't even have. Oh, God. Oh, God. Man, could you imagine, babe, someone skinning your penis with a potato peeler? I
don't even want a picture.
So, a South Carolina rape victim was arrested after she stalked her rapist and peeled the skin from his genitals with a potato peeler. So she was raped by a 56-year-old man inside of her home earlier this year. After she refused to testify against him in court, the man was not charged for the sexual assault. Why didn't she testify?
I know why.
And prosecutors stated because she wanted to get him a Dexter thing. Ooh, you're right.
She had that
babe.
Fucking voice in her mind. She said, "If I testify against him, then I won't be able to get him myself."
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all know how Dexter sound. That's how Dexter be talking.
I'll
be able to get him myself.
You're so dumb.
I can't let justice get him. I gotta get him myself.
You're so damn stupid. I can't. But yes, now I get it. Yep. So she
got him though. Shit, she got him. Shit.
So she felt like he was going to live a comfortable life in prison. So that's why she didn't testify against him. So the woman began to stalk her rapist on a daily basis and finally acted on the revenge. Broke into his home, knocked him out, restrained him to his bed. Then she grabbed a potato peeler and used it to peel the skin off of his penis and testicles. Testicles are very sensitive.
They are.
So.
Just listening to what you just described.
I'm imagining the screams that came from that room when she was doing that. Ooh, Lord.
Just listen
to what... She said she still ended up treating him better than he treated her. Agreed.
Just listen to what you just described. She'd been watching Dexter.
You think so? Skinning penises?
She restrained him to the bed.
She could have got a butcher knife and chopped it off, but no. She tortured him.
No, she tortured him.
Ooh.
God.
Oh God, we can go to the next thing, babe. You hurting? You hurting me?
Did they say his name? What's his name?
Who name?
The guy's the rapist's name.
Oh, let me see. Do, 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 do. Nope, they didn't say his name.
Damn.
I would have looked him up on Facebook. But anyway, let's go to Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high. Black folks consistently go high.
All right. So for Black Excellence, the first thing I wanted to mention was that our forever FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States, which is Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. We do not acknowledge Melania Trump. We don't acknowledge her.
Mm-mm. Nobody okay. does.
She's non-existent, okay? She stopped her book tour to pay respects to George H.W. Bush. Melania would never.
No.
Not that she has a book tour or anything special going on in her own life, but if she did, she would never stop anything to show her respects for anyone else, because her and her husband are selfish, rotting carcasses of the earth.
Right. I just admire that even after the whole presidency thing, the Obamas just continue to keep showing professionalism.
Exactly.
And poise.
They could be like, fuck y'all niggas as soon as they got
out
of there.
Yeah, they be like, you know, but I'm they done don't. With this shit. You know what I'm saying? But they just keep doing outstanding things. Everything looks good. Everything is on point.
No scandals.
No bullshit. And I, as a black man, just appreciate professional black people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's monumental that they just keep being professional, keep being on point. You know what I'm saying? So no news and media issues and all of this kind of shit. They not in the news, not. But when they are in the news, it's usually for something good, and I appreciate that.
Me too. So that's big kudos to her to stop her big book tour to pay her respects to that guy. And next on the list of Black Excellence was the Eye Care Fashion Show.
The Eye Care Fashion Show was
bomb.
Exceptional. Diggity. It was outstanding.
No diggity, no doubt.
Okay. Let me tell you something. If you want quality, if you want consistency, you need to hit up my boy Lamarck, because him and Ray, they organized one hell of a show. Everything was on point. As I said before, everybody hit their marks. Everybody was where they're supposed to be. And it was one of the best shows that I've seen since I've been here.
Me too.
And I just want to let y'all know that I really appreciate y'all having me be a part of it. That really meant a lot to me, man. We love y'all. Keep doing y'all thing. And just keep having us be a part of as much as we can, because we always have a great time with you guys. These guys got real big hearts. They got huge sense of humors. They are really great guys to be around. Big shout out to Lamarck and Ray.
Yes, you guys did awesome. So proud of you guys. You went without a hitch. If there was something going on in the background, we didn't know it. Mm-mm. It was all professional. It was great. The little white bitch at the from the venue was driving y'all crazy from the morning to the night. Y'all kept it professional, because I would have been like, look here, bitch, you knew about this months ago. The fuck up out my face. But y'all kept it professional. Y'all smiled and cheesed until it was over.
Real professional.
So I may not have been able to do that, but it was awesome. It was great. I loved it. Yeah. I love you guys. And keep being black and keep being excellent. Main topic.
I'm gonna let her have that one.
All right, so main topic, I think, is something that Babe will be very, very, very passionate about. So it kind of works out that we put him in place of Demi, because I'm pretty sure he's going to run his fucking mouth about this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You want to start it off? So main topic is social media and the way it can ruin relationships.
Yes. Oh, let me take my...
He got a whole robe on because he's take cold.
My robe off. This one. I'm going to go in on some people. Shit.
On some people?
Yeah.
Me?
You're not the only person who do this shit.
Oh, okay. I don't do some of this stuff that's on here. A lot of this stuff that's on here.
All right.
Actually.
Let's go.
Since you want to be trying to point the finger. He over here stretching like he about to get in a fight.
Let's do this thing.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. So, one thing that is able to ruin the relationship is that we no longer live in the moment. Meaning, we can be, you know, out at a good concert, mm-hmm. or dinner or a little art festival, and the whole time we're just on our phones trying to record everything so much that we're not paying attention to what's happening in the moment.
That's very true.
And that's just, well, I can't go into depth about that. That's cut and dry.
That's a fact.
Everybody
trying to get
does
selfies
it.
And all this kind of shit. Yeah. Live. Oh, I want to go live for my Facebook.
Girl. You know, I'm not good at going live at events and getting a lot of pictures when I go to events. Like, I'm trying to get better with that, because I don't be taking pictures like I feel like I should. Like, here recently, I've been trying to get better with doing that.
But honestly, like that, I don't think that really affects the relationship, because when
you're because if me and you are out doing something romantic and I want to just capture everything, I'm on my phone the whole time. I'm not living in the moment. I'm not taking in what's happening.
It's certain people, because you know, some people want to go live or something together as a couple, but then there's some divas out there that just want the spotlight on themselves. So they telling the nigga, hey, take pictures of me. Oh,
you see the commercial? It's called, he was like, I'm an Instagram boyfriend or whatever.
I haven't seen that.
It's a Taco Bell commercial, but he's like, I'm an Instagram boyfriend. It just shows like him just all he does is take pictures of his girlfriend in front of weird things. So like then they show like the rolled taco chicken tacos came out and he had the rolled chicken tacos. All his hands were tied up so he couldn't take her picture. She's like, babe, a sunset heart. And she like did her hands in the heart in the sun or whatever. He's like, take that picture. And he's like, I'm busy. He's like, take that picture. Like, I'm like, oh, Jesus. These chicks
be getting serious about that shit.
And you suck at pictures. Like, I wish you would be an Instagram boyfriend.
You see?
I'm with you all the time. Like, it's no reason why I shouldn't be having fire pictures all the time.
No. Hey, guys. Do I get fire pictures?
If you want fire pictures, I will take. You don't be dressed up like all the time.
See, now I'm not dressed up. But you, when we go out,
you in your barber uniform. But
we talking about when we go out.
If you want, I barely get pictures of myself. I just said that. I'm gonna be taking pictures of you, and I don't even be getting pictures of myself.
Can you see the conflict here?
What is the conflict?
You see what it creates?
What?
Problems.
How is it a problem? It's not a problem.
Because now we're trying to do a photo shoot.
You give me pushback. With a damn
iPhone.
Because iPhones are capable. Don't fucking get me started.
Thank I'm not going to get an iPhone war with you.
You ain't, because iPhones are capable. I take some damn good pictures on iPhones of other people, yet other people can't take good enough pictures of me. Let's not go there.
That's what the camera is for.
Fuck that. You could take good pictures on a cell phone too.
Not as good as a camera. Oh okay, what's next?
People pop up from your past. We know that one all too well.
Yeah, we fucking
social
do.
Media has a ability to have your exes find you. I think I'm friends with a lot of my exes on Facebook. However, they don't cross the line. They're not hopping in nobody's inboxes.
It's a lot of motherfuckers out there crossing the motherfucking line. Trying to cause problems.
Oh, like not online.
Trying to create static. Trying to sabotage. And it's lame as fuck, but people are doing it. Okay? And it's just one
AKA
more.
His exes.
Yep, both of them. Matter of fact, I just posted some game I played where it showed all the people who love me and all the people who hate me. And it said I only had two people who hate me. And I know exactly the two.
They hate you.
They do.
I don't know what you did. Hopefully I don't ever gotta find out.
I didn't do nothing. They just mad because they got left.
Oh my God. But anyway, yeah, so people pop up from your past and that can ruin relationships.
Fuck up some shit. Oh yeah. That'll fuck up
it
some
almost
shit.
Got you. Yeah. Almost got you.
It did.
Real good.
We had a longer discussion about that shit.
Yeah, but yeah, so people pop up from your past. Just be careful with that. Keep it on the high and by. Ain't no trying to rekindle old things.
Make sure your block game is tough. That's where I fucked up at. My block game wasn't strong enough. The niggas was blocked. Believe that. Both of them. They was blocked, but somehow they made it through.
To me.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it, but they both.
They have a mole.
They both. Yep. Somebody. Because they've been blocked for a long time.
Interesting. They probably had but somebody somehow, else go through and find.
They got all this business about themselves. Oh, I'm an architect. Oh, I do this and that. But they made their way on my fucking page.
He's into FBI my business. Investigator.
Right into my business.
Oh my God.
Little old me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's
they
next?
Bothered, babe. They see you all happy.
They're
and
mad.
That I'm so gorgeous. And you just love me so much.
They said, we got to do
we
something.
We can't do nothing.
They joined forces.
They did. The first one messaged me and she was like, you can even ask his daughter's mom. And then a month or two later?
That wasn't even that. Just a couple
and
weeks.
Here come the daughter's mom. I'm like, good God almighty. Jesus Christ. Ugh. But anyway, it's just not. Yeah. Anyway. Number three on the list is oversharing. Yes, people fucking overshare. I don't feel like I like to kind of keep my private life private as much as possible. Like I
you
legit
mean like sharing the business.
What's happening with us and stuff like that. Like that nigga pissed me off. That nigga got bitches in my inbox. That nigga got bitches in his inbox. That nigga got bitches commenting on his pictures.
All that stuff that's high school shit. Yeah, I don't get into all of that stuff. I might throw some slick, real slick jabs.
And
you're
going to get real slick slap. And I already explained that to you.
Yeah, we had a little bit of that happen today.
And you will not do what?
ain't gonna do it no more.
Okay, because I don't play.
You know, lessons to learn.
Yeah, yes. Please learn those lessons. And yeah, don't.
But
do
no, I be seeing these. It's something. Let me tell you something, man. Ever since I moved to Arizona, my timeline has been ratchetized. And I got a D.
Don't say ever since you moved to Arizona, because
it wasn't this bad.
You were here for a long time before it got ratchetized.
Yeah, it was, right. You're right. Recently, I started accepting all these friends from Arizona because they, you know, mutual friends were here and there. So I'm just accepting people. And then my timeline has become.
Stop. He got 27,000 female friend request. When, babe? When did you get them? When did you start getting them?
When me and you became friends on Facebook.
And when I started tagging him and shit on my Facebook, yep, then he gets 27,000 female friend requests.
I'm getting all these friends requests. And then when I scroll down my timeline, all I'm seeing is thirsty ass shit about, oh, if you look like this, if you just drop a pic, I'm trying to see something. I see so much of that shit. And I'm actually finna get ready to go through and clean this shit up because it's getting ridiculous.
But, and you gonna get yourself in trouble posting your little emotional posts and bitches talking about where we going.
Yo, I don't even know who that girl is. I don't even know.
Gonna go get your ass whooped.
I don't even think she live here.
She lives here. Trust me, I checked.
Oh, well, I don't know who she is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where she get off writing that kind of stuff, because I don't know her. I ain't never said nothing to her. So anyway, see, listen, take heed. This is the reason why y'all need to minimize this social media shit right here.
And I never had these issues, okay? Because you know why? I kept my relationship off of Facebook. Even though we had mutual friends with my ex, where we honestly went to high school people, we did not post pictures of each other, didn't tag him unless it had something to do with the kids. Like, we never had these issues.
The posts that we made really were indirectly, you wouldn't have even known, and it was really about the relationship. I posted, I need a drink. That's all I posted. That could be, oh, I'm having a shitty day at work, I got something on my mind, I'm stressed out about bills or what the fuck ever, and I got chicks talking about, oh yeah, I got you, where we going, blah 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 blah. I don't even know these bitches.
Mm-hmm. He better tread lightly, okay? If they feel like, women are smart, they feel like there's something trouble in paradise, they're gonna latch on. So just like if I post some shit, 9 times out of 10, niggas gonna latch on. Like, what? Oh shit, she about to be available. Let me get up in it. Okay. So you have got to be conscious. And this is new for me because, like I said,
it's new for me too.
I've never been this open with my relationship on social media. Like, ever.
It's new for me because I ain't never had.
Like, social media was just starting to pop off when I got in my last relationship.
I ain't never had this. I got so many requests and things like that. This has never happened to me before. So I'm just, yeah. Oh yeah, she okay. Yeah, they know these people. Yeah, my girl, she do makeup, so they all know each other. So I'm just accepting every fucking body. I don't even know who these people are. I never have a conversation with them ever.
It's cause you fine.
That's what it is. I'm very handsome. Just in case y'all didn't know, I'm handsome as hell. I get volunteered for all kinds of stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's been volunteered for 2 things, and now he's just...
Okay. People want me. I give the people what they want.
No, the fuck you don't. Careful.
I'm just...
Guys, I'm not a jealous girl.
I'm just
I let
playing.
Him be all up on a girl in a photo shoot right in my face.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It was weird.
And it was weird for him. I don't care, but I just don't like disrespect because I know that women see me because I tag you a lot.
Yeah.
You don't post me as much anymore. However, which that doesn't matter to me. But people know.
They know.
So there's no reason why you should be saying where we going. Why are you asking another woman's man where y'all going? That's just beyond me.
It's thirsty.
Very. Anyway.
What's the next one?
It's a breeding ground for jealousy. It's a great, great, great. And I'm not a jealous type of person. I'm very secure with myself. And I feel like I am like your dream woman. So I don't feel like you would be, well, I hope you would not be wanting anything else. So I feel like I am everything. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Very correct.
Don't just say that. But I feel like I'm everything
she
that
is.
You want and need. So, yeah, there's married men who probably wish they was getting what you get.
I know that. Let me tell you something. My girlfriend is very, very, very beautiful.
Oh, okay? Thank you, baby.
She is very beautiful. She is outstanding with the makeup. All right. She's full of natural beauty, but then when she gets the makeup on, it's just a work of art. Her body is unbelievable. Okay, she got real big booty.
Oh, shut up. It's not even that big.
It's very, she got a huge booty. And then she gets the twerking and stuff, it's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
All of our friends know. If you are in our circle, you know.
Oh, my God.
All
right.
And I am very happy. I'm very pleased. And it's nothing else that could sway me into a different direction. I'm locked in. I'm good where I'm at. I'm very happy. And that's that.
I'm not holding a gun to his head or nothing.
No,
guys.
No pistols here. All right. It's not just because it's the right thing to say. It's for real. It's from the heart.
Yeah, he's sweet sometimes.
Okay. And I'm very handsome.
Oh my God.
I'm just joking.
Over yourself.
I'm not even really that handsome.
Yes, you fucking are.
What do you mean? I'm really not. Especially without all the enhancements.
Babe. I like when you look scruffy sometimes, but don't do it for too long, because then I'd be like, so when is you gonna get dressed? Like, what is going on? When you gonna cut your hair? Can you wash it?
Yeah, sometimes
do you
I
want
get,
me to wash it?
Sometimes I get comfortable scruffy.
Because
you just don't gotta do nothing.
It's hard,
it's
being
so
beautiful,
easy.
Huh?
It is. It's work, man. I'll be hating. I used to love cutting my hair, but nowadays I'll be like, damn, I do not feel like cutting this shit.
That's how I feel
but
about
I
makeup.
But I won't let nobody else touch it. Because can't nobody cut my shit better than me.
You know.
Nobody can. Nobody can.
That's how I feel about makeup. Like, I've got my makeup done by other people and I've liked it, but I feel like nobody does my face like I do my face.
Because you know exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And can't nobody, like, they can give you close to what you're looking for, but you know exactly what you're looking for. And the same thing with me. I know exactly how I want my shit. I know how it's going to make people be like, damn, man, where the fuck you get your hair cut? I know how to do that. Only I can do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, you know, they can do their best, but it's not going to be God.
It's not going to be God. Oh, my God. I care what you. What's the next thing? Cheating is easier.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
DMs and shit.
DMs. You got people calling you on Facebook and Instagram and
Let
shit.
Let me tell y'all how a bitch called him on Facebook. And I told him to answer it. Go ahead and answer it. Right in front of me.
It was some chick, one of these Arizona girls that I had just accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I accepted her, she called me.
Mm-hmm.
And this hoe was talking about,
are you married? You're like, yeah, I'm a wife and I have two kids.
Yeah, I said I'm happily married.
She's like, oh, can you have friends?
And I said, no, I don't think my girl would like that very much.
Oh, come on. That's what she said.
Then this whole talking about, well, is your daddy single? And that's when I hung up on her.
Thirst is fucking real. See, if I think I'm playing when I say that the thirst is real, the thirst is real. He told you he had a wife and kids. And you're like, oh, can we be friends? He's like, I don't think my wife like that. Oh, come on. Bitch, what is wrong with you?
You asked about my fucking dad.
And then, oh, I can't have you, so where your daddy at? What in the holy fuck is going on?
That's like, crazy.
Crazy as fuck.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna shut my Facebook down.
Oh, please. You went off Facebook for 2 days and your ass was right on back. And I unfriended you today.
Oh, boy.
Ha! Trying to save this relationship. Anyway.
I'm going to get off. That's next, it.
Stalking activity. So stalking activity in terms of being able to stalk what your significant other is doing. I, for one, don't do that.
I don't
unless
do that
I see you post. Like, I don't go under your stuff and look at comments. Like, you posted that one picture you took in the with the photo shoot. And you got like 300 likes and I see there's comments. I don't go look in the comments at that. I don't care. Like, when you post stuff that I know is like a sub post to something that we might be going through, then I'm going to read the comments. But other than that, I don't go stalking, looking to see what you like, and especially on Instagram when you can see like your followers' activity. Like, I don't even touch that page at all. Like, I don't want to see you liking half naked girls' pictures. I don't want to see you liking. I don't want
to
see that.
Yeah, so I had to check you about liking some half naked stuff.
Half naked?
Yeah.
I don't think that counts as half naked. It ain't the same.
The nigga didn't have no fucking shirt on.
Okay, he's a model.
It don't matter.
OMG.
No, but you know what?
He's a real model. Wasn't.
He is a real model.
Not a thought model.
Matter of fact, he one of my clients. That was strike one. Strike two, where she didn't just like this shit. She went and put the fucking heart eyes on this shit.
This was in the super very beginning of the relationship.
Don't matter. Don't matter. It's a violation. And you accept it.
Okay. Shut up. Oh my God. Anyway, unrealistic relationship expectations and comparisons. I never go based off the happy couples on Facebook because I know plenty of people personally who are either married, allegedly happy, posting pictures of their traveling in Dubai and this place and that place with their wives, yet you're in my inbox. Oh, I miss you. Oh, you're so beautiful. Where the fuck is your wife? Oh, I'm gonna come to Arizona. Where's your wife?
These inboxes.
Ooh, you should have gave me a chance. Where the fuck is your wife?
These inboxes is a shame.
Okay.
And I see.
So you keep posting these pictures about how much you love your wife or your significant other, and y'all just so happy. But you're in my inbox. You're an ex person. You're married now. Why are you coming at me?
The crazy thing is, I see so much of that on my timeline, it don't make any motherfucking sense.
Of what?
Of, oh, this dude got a boyfriend, or he got a wife and shit like that, but he in my inbox. And then I saw one chick, she was posting, she posted some screenshots. And it's a lot of that going on, and it just don't make no sense.
You got the ratchet that's probably in one of those groups. There's a group that so much stuff is going on. Somebody was dating somebody that we know.
Oh, God.
And then she found out that he had a whole wife. Okay? Then somebody else I know, kind of know, was dating someone. And then she was friends with this other girl, who the other girl knew she was dating this someone. The girl started dating him. He got a whole wife. He actually ended up getting married in the process. So, like, it's a lot of little weird stuff going on. And you can't always, like, just go off a Facebook post. People are unhappy. Like, I know married women who their husbands are cheating. And they are posting, oh, my love this, my love that on Facebook and Instagram. But your husband's cheating on you.
You know, it's a lot of, these days, man, it's a lot of women that are okay being side chicks and stuff like that. And that's not cool.
It's not cool.
Like, y'all really need to know y'all worth, and y'all really need to understand that you are able to be number one. You should be, you should be, that should be your goal, to be number one. You should never have to settle to be number two. And no matter how, you know, how handsome this guy is or how much money he got like that, like, it's so many people out here, you don't have to settle for that shit. You can be first and be happy with your life and your situation. You don't have to settle for that shit.
Some women don't want the responsibility.
That's true too. I mean, it's so much shit. It is so much shit. It is so much shit out there. Whatever.
Whatever. Okay, relationship status pressures. I guess that means like people be like, oh, change your relationship status. That blah, blah, blah. I think mine still say single. I can't figure out how to change it.
Mine say in a relationship.
I can't figure out how to change mine from single.
You know how to fucking change it.
No, I don't.
You should start knowing how to do everything else.
Start telling me how to do this.
Oh, no. All you got to do is this. Oh, make this private. Make this public. Blah, 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 blah. She know how to change it.
I don't.
It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
I think it says, still says married, actually. Or could say single. I don't even know. I don't even know how to get to it. I'll figure it out. Do you need me to change it?
I changed mine.
Did I ask you to?
No, you didn't.
Why you change it though?
Because I'm all these Arizona girls.
Did it stop them?
No, it didn't.
I seen your inbox because you left it up on a computer one day. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
For being a good boy, good boyfriend, a good man, because they in there.
I know.
And they're persistent. Yes, I seen your inbox and yeah, they don't care about your relationship status change. Doesn't matter.
That shit is crazy. It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary. What's
out
here?
You just watch yourself. You don't want to get caught at the wrong place at the wrong time.
I'm either at work or I'm at home.
I'm just saying.
And that's that.
Okay. Yep. All right, so next, displays of affection are limited to social media. What that means is, like, you not really interacting with your significant other on a face-to-face basis. You are more so interacting with that person online. So, like, hard eyes under the pictures and all this other stuff. And, ooh, I love you, baby. Blah, 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 blah. Like, all online, but y'all not doing none of that shit in real life. Y'all doing it for play, for online, to make people think that y'all are just oh so in love. Well, you could be, but then none of that stuff's happening in real life.
What's the point?
I don't know. It's weird.
That's real weird. I mean, it's whack.
Mm-hmm. I like real life interactions. I don't care about that social media stuff. It's not real. It's not to be taken seriously.
Social media is just entertainment. That's it.
For real.
That is
nothing
all
more,
it is.
Nothing less.
It is just entertainment. When you want to, oh, I feel like laughing real quick. You can go look on the timeline and something gonna make you laugh real quick. You wanna see
all
some,
the time.
You wanna see some drama. You wanna see what's new going on. That's all social media.
I spent
is.
Like an hour messing around with some drama today. I was like, I got a little time today. Let me see what y'all hoes talking about. I was watching live videos being made about somebody and somebody lying on somebody else and somebody got screenshots and I was like, woo!
It's like a drama. It's like a fucking drama show.
It was a lot, child. I was like, woo, child.
It's like a soap opera.
And these little Facebook like groups.
It's funny because it's a soap opera right on your time. Two people you know into some shit.
A bunch of people.
And it's juicy as hell. It's nothing like it.
Or when you know, like, in the industry or whatever, when people don't like each other and somebody talking about somebody did something and you see them both sub-posting each other and it's just like,
Yeah. That shit is crazy as hell.
Very crazy. Very interesting. So, what else? Okay. Revealing photos. I don't think we got an issue with that.
No, we don't.
You don't mind me showing a little something. Right? I've had my ass on the internet, babe.
Like bare? Like open?
Like open? Like bare, like open? My ass is on the internet. From the pool shoe.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
You said like open. What does
I'm
that
talking
mean?
About like porn ass?
Babe, no. Come on, dude. He said like bare, like open?
Look, yeah, I have my ass on the internet. Like, what am I supposed to think?
Babe.
Like ass? Well, part. So what you talking about is part ass.
Partial ass.
Yeah.
I'm so over you. Like bare, like open. Like porn
like,
ass.
Like I'm thinking you talking about like somebody caught you at a party or some
Babe,
shit.
What damn party would I be at with a bare ass?
It's fucking,
never.
Fucking barbecues.
Nigga.
It's
don't
bitches
you ever.
Up there with their asses completely out.
No.
International
asses out there too, huh?
Yeah. Remember, it was somebody in there getting the whole fucking job done, blow job
a
done.
Whole job done.
Yeah. Got a whole blow job done.
Oh my god, babe. I think I did see that video.
Yeah. Freshmaker posted it. Shout out to Freshmaker.
He's terrible. He's a terrible individual. Okay, so next, ignoring texts and calls but active on social media. I don't do that to you. I don't do it to other people. I don't do it to you though. You better not do it to me.
I don't ignore your stuff. Okay, if I don't get back to you right away, it's because I'm working. I'm cutting hair, and I don't like.
That's true. He do answer when I call.
I hate when people call me. It's only a few people who can call me. It's like 3 people who can call me, and I'll pick up while I'm cutting hair. But I hate having to stop the haircut to try to answer text messages and stuff like that because it's time consuming. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know. You gotta get him in and get him out. That's how you get the money. That's how you make like $50, $60, $70 an hour. You gotta get him in and out of there. You know, I made that much, huh? Yeah.
Why you talk dirty to me, baby?
I make a lot of motherfucking money.
Sorry, guys. What you say on Friday, buddy? Make the coochie go woo 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 woo. You terrible. That's what you know. I made that much, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You getting paid up in that bitch. Woo. Boy. Shit.
You stupid. Okay. So last thing and very important: lacking social skills.
Yeah.
Don't fucking look at me. I know how to talk.
I'm looking right at you.
No, I fucking talk, nigga.
No.
Don't even try it.
That's the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to go in.
What you going in about?
Let me tell y'all a little something about Babe.
No. Uh-uh. My name is not Babe, it's Star.
Let me tell y'all a little something about Star. According to Star, she can't do nothing without that cell phone. And I think that's one of the
reasons. First of all, I don't lack social skills.
I don't lack.
This is what this is about.
It's my time.
You can rant after this. I don't lack social skills because of social media. What you're about to go in on has nothing to do with my social skills because I have better social skills than you.
Okay, it's not about the social skills. Yeah,
thank you.
The social skills is fine. She got good social skills. Yeah, I got good.
I didn't
social
bully
skills.
Him into saying that. I really do have better social skills than him.
What do you mean better?
Boy, you know I do.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
I'm very articulate.
I am too.
I speak my mind freely.
I do too.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No,
what's
you
the
don't.
Rest, what's
I
got to
give you the fucking third degree every time I want to find out some shit. You don't communicate very well. You lack social skills, which is understandable given your background.
I do. I got some minor communication issues.
You do. You do. You do. Lacking social skills will be like, I don't like to talk. I don't talk to you.
Oh, no.
Because of social media. So okay, yeah, everything I want to do is through a text message or through some digital form.
That's definitely not the case.
Okay. So for us, we don't lack social skills when it comes to this relationship.
No, not at all.
We prefer to talk to each other, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And we play and we have fun. But Star be on that motherfucking phone.
I do.
She can't put it down.
I be busy.
She had a phone when she doing makeup. She had a phone when she cooking. She had a phone when she in the bathroom, brushing her teeth, in the bed. Her phone all times of the night. That phone be lighting up, making all kinds of noises, vibrating, all kinds of shit. That motherfucker be doing all kinds of shit. I'm surprised the battery don't be dead all the goddamn time. That phone be doing so much damn shit. We can't get through a movie without her on the phone. She married to her phone.
Am I?
Yes.
But most of the time I'm not doing anything non-productive. Most of the time.
It's entertainment. She is entertained by her phone.
I don't want to say entertain because
entertain.
You think all I'm doing is social media all day long?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm answering emails. I'm reading emails. I'm responding back to people. I'm interacting with people.
I know.
This is only going to get worse. However, we can try to figure out.
What was that movie?
A meeting.
What's
point?
What was it? Why Did I Get Married? When they were taking a trip and the girl had so much work coming to her phone and it was interfering with their marriage because she was always on the phone.
Babe, then you don't need to be with me because it's going to get worse. Am I lying?
No, she's not lying. I'm finding ways to deal. We're gonna have to put some boundaries in place, and we haven't got there yet. But I don't mind her being on the phone. But it's just certain times where it's supposed to be just me and her, and it's me, her, and her phone. And that's the stuff we got to work on. Like, I know she's a rising star, and I know her phone. You know, I know what it is, but it's got to be some time for me in there.
I give you time.
Because, yeah, you do.
You making it seem like I don't give you no time. I just be in my phone. Let me tell y'all, I'm always kissing on this man and babying his face and all of other things. And I feel like I do give you time. You just want more?
Just a little more. I'm not asking for a whole lot.
I asked you what you want me to do with the phone. Like, yeah, do you want me to let the phone go after 9 o'clock?
No,
like,
we haven't said those boundaries.
Don't touch the phone before 9 o'clock.
We haven't set
in the
those
morning.
Boundaries yet. We gotta figure something out. Cause I know that, you know, her soon to be profession full time is gonna have a lot to do with the phone, and I get that. But I gotta have some me time where I don't have to worry about her being on the phone. So we're trying to figure out what days and what times that.
What
that,
days?
Yeah, cause it's gonna be day. I'm at work, and I'll be out cutting all night.
All night.
I've had days when I've come in at 12 midnight because I've been cutting all night. You know that.
Hopefully not no more.
It's gonna get worse for me too once I start, you know, getting all these celebrities and stuff like that, and then, you know, they gonna be wanting they mobile haircuts at all times of the night because they finna go out and blah 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 blah, and I'm gonna be on call, and
so I gotta deal with you not being here, and you gotta deal with me being on my phone.
Yeah, so it's gonna work. We just gotta figure out the system. That's all.
It's only gonna get harder. You gotta figure it out now.
But you know what? I stay down. You gotta stay down.
I'm clearly staying down.
That's the only way to make it. That's how you make the relationship work. You gotta stay down. As long as ain't nobody cheating, you gotta stay down. Ain't nobody getting their ass beat. You gotta stay down.
Ain't nobody getting their ass beat.
Yeah. Ain't no domestic, you know, violence in the relationship.
Touch me.
As long as there's no domestic violence and no cheating, you gotta stay down. Cause there's gonna be other stuff that's, you know, Gone. It's gonna be obstacles that you guys have to go through, but you gotta stay down. What?
You gotta stay down.
You gotta stay down.
All right, babe. That's all.
Who said that in the song? I can't remember his name.
Are you still down for me?
No.
Tupac.
No. Fuck. I can't remember his name.
You gotta stay down.
You gotta stay down.
All right, babe. Well, we're going to stay down. We're going to get over the social media hurdle. Your newfound social media fame is getting to your head.
Yeah, I'm going to shut my Facebook down.
No, I'm fine with that.
No, it's shutting
down.
You
just
got to
be careful because it's all women. It's all women.
I'm shutting it down.
Babe, you run your business from there too, so.
No.
I mean, you don't do as much,
no.
Although you should.
Just a little piece of my business comes from Facebook. You know, it's predominantly word of mouth, and I can still hear about Ride or God without me being on Facebook, so it's all good. Shut it down. That's it.
Shut the hell up. You're not shutting it down. You're going to shut it down for 2 days because you shut it down last time we got into it about something, and then you was right back.
I shut it down because you told me that I spend a lot more time on my phone than I normally do, so I shut it down. But then you didn't change the amount of time you spend on your phone, so I opened
it back
up. But I
asked you. I didn't. First of all, I didn't ask you to get off of Facebook. All
I
said
know you didn't ask me.
Was that I recognized that you were now on your phone a whole lot more. You also said, yes, I am.
Because
before,
my timeline
I didn't
is
have,
crazy now.
I didn't have so many friends before. Now I do. So now I spend more time. Yes. But I said to you, okay, what attracted me
it's
to
like
you
I'm popular now.
When I got with you was that you weren't into social media like that. Because I come from someone who was into social media and he scrolled the fucking shit all the time. And I didn't like that because we both doing the same thing.
Right. So, folks, Y'all can go to a store according to Star page and answer this question. In this predicament, what should I do? Should I shut it down? Which I'm willing to do completely. I will shut that motherfucking shit down.
I'm not asking him to do that.
No, I know she's not asking me. But I'm trying to solve the problem. I don't have no issue with shutting Facebook down. I won't be mad about it. Okay?
But you don't have to.
Should I shut it down? Should I find some way to manage or blah, 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 blah? Let me know what I should do. Tell them where they can reach you at.
You can email me at according2star@gmail.com, or you can
email
go to
answers.
Our Facebook, which is according2star, all one word. And then according2starpod on Instagram. You can DM us, whatever.
Starla
Shay Morrison on Facebook, Rod D God with two D's on Facebook, if he still has a Facebook after this. And let him know what he should do.
Let me know what I should do, because I'm willing to shut it down. I will do it. All right, that's how serious I am about my relationship. I will shut that shit down. Facebook don't mean that much to me. What's next?
It's trash, but it's sad trash. And we kind of had a good show, so I'm going to just skip it.
Okay, so we're going to end it with this?
Moral of the story is, babe, you got to stay down.
You got to stay down. That's it.
You got to stay down. Stay down. Was that a crescendo?
No. I told you the crescendo. You got to... You got to get loud like that.
Down.
No, you didn't get quiet. You kept the same tone. Down. No, you sting. So you say...
I'm so confused. I don't know.
Whatever. I'm not
I can't do it. Okay, you going to do it with me, babe? One.
Jesus
he doesn't
Christ.
Want to do this.
I don't.
Make him. One. So you're such a team player. I love you, babe. One, two, three. Bye.